Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. Jesus says, "I will stand at the door and knock." Will we open the door and answer the call?
We will listen intently to hear Christ's knock, to come into our lives, and then we will fling open the door to welcome him in.
Will we open the door to Christ's love and message of justice for all? Will we take a stand against violence and the killing of children and youth? Will we move our nation towards the challenge of Christ's peace for all?
Our love is stronger than hate. Our actions are stronger than violence. Our promise to keep our children alive is stronger than our politics. We will work to stand strong, to protect all of our children, and bring peace to our daily lives.
Come with open hearts and open minds, and seek to serve with love in your hearts. Come with open eyes and open ears to see and hear all that God is showing and calling us to do.
We become ready to worship God together.
Thank you.
Please join me in the prayer of invocation. Let us pray. Dear God, you sent your Son to this earth so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. We give you thanks this morning for that gift. In your love, we have been changed and our lives are better for your presence with us. Be with us today as we join together in worship. Open our hearts to your love, our eyes to your visions, and our ears to your words. Still our hearts. Calm our minds and help us to be comforted in your presence. All this we pray in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray together, saying, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Whispering, I was lost, and I'm found and forgiven. But I say I'm a Christian. I do not speak of this with pride. I'm confessing that I stumble and need Christ to be my guide. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not trying to be strong. I'm professing that I am weak and need his strength to carry on. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not bragging of success. I'm admitting that I have failed and need God to clean up my mess. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not claiming to be perfect. My flaws are far too visible, but God believes I'm worth it. When I say I'm a Christian, I still feel the sting of pain I have. I have my share of heartaches, so I call upon his name. When I say I'm a Christian, I'm not holier than thou. I'm just a simple sinner who received God's grace somehow.
Good morning. I would like to share a few announcements with you about the exciting things happening in our church. First of all, thank you for coming to this Youth Sunday service. We appreciate the support of those who are in person and those of us who are online. Today, if you join the Board of Christian Ed for Fellowship Hour after church, you will see all that are there are really a lot of wonderful holiday decorations set on the tables around Fellowship Hall. These are from the very successful Sip and Swap event held on Friday night. The Fellowship Committee thought you might like to join in on the fun. So if you see something you like, please feel free to take it, and we thank everyone who has made donations to this event. Anything not taken will be shared with the carousel. We would like to thank Mr. and Mrs. Biggs for honoring us youth with the beautiful flowers on the altar. If you would like to donate flowers 1 week, please contact Ms. Poling in the main office. The carousel thrift shop will remain closed through January and reopen February 1st. However, they are still accepting donations on Tuesdays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. We are very excited to have Sydney King back to help us with church school for the next few weeks. All children and youth from K to 8th grade are welcome to join her in the chapel, and infants through 4 years old will have childcare in room 5. If you would like to help us take down the remaining Christmas decorations, we will be doing that following Fellowship Hour today. We would love your help. Thank you.
Thank you. talk to all of you about all of them. Because these are, if you look, these are the kids who are incredibly committed to this church, to anything that I ask for. I say, hey, we need to do this. They're like, yeah, sure, we'll help. They're all athletes. They're all, their theater interests. They do plays. They are singers. They are skiers. They are tennis players. They volunteer for their schools. They are school leaders. They are captains of teams. They are every week here in church. And so I will just stand, because I'm a minister and I get to speak the truth. And the truth is, if we don't bring our children to church, they're not going to end up sitting on these steps with me saying these things about them. So each one of them came to church school all the way through the process, did music with Miss Marnie and music with Philip. And many of them have gone on to sing in their own schools and doing work from the lessons that they learned from Philip and make really phenomenal singers. They go on the mission trips, they do everything. So let's just take this moment to thank them for their dedication to our church.
As we begin this time of prayer, please keep in your prayers all those who are infected with COVID-19 variants, for those who are recovering from surgeries, for those who have recently had loved ones die, for those who are sick and in the hospital, and for those who are struggling with emotional challenges, especially our children and teens. We would also like to take this time of silence to remember a friend and youth group member, Jake Panis. Jake was an enthusiastic member of this church and loved Youth Sunday. And were he alive today, he would be preaching along with Aiden and Kieran. So we take this minute to thank God for his life and to honor all that he was to us. With these prayers and the prayers that are within your own hearts, let us pray.
Dear God, we come to you today, knowing we live in a complex world. Nations are divided, chaos has a hold in many places, and people are at war, causing starvation, hopelessness, and separation. Help us, God, to help our world to come together as one creation. In our own country, the small things divide us. Instead of listening and respecting different opinions, fight and argue and say hurtful things. This keeps us growing apart and prevents us from becoming a united nation. Help us to understand our own flaws and differences and overcome them in ourselves, so we can respect every other person as we should respect ourselves. God, we are so thankful for this amazing church which brings us together for a common purpose of worshiping you, supporting one another, and caring for your people. We thank you for your love, care, and generosity this congregation gives to youth and children. Continue to be with us as we work to do your will. All this we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
John F. Kennedy said, "As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them." As we gather for this morning's offering, let us express our gratitude to God, not only in words, but in our generosity and our living out of God's love. In this spirit, this morning's offering will be received and shared with others.
Thank you.
found in your bulletins.
Receive these gifts, O God, as expressions of our gratitude and love and devotion. May they be used to multiply your love among us and all people. Amen.
This morning's scripture comes from the first letter of St. Paul to his disciple Timothy from the early church in Ephesus. Timothy was the youngest of all the early church leaders, and his church was struggling with people who were still torn between their new Christian religion and the false teachings that were also infiltrating their community. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Until I arrive, give attention to the public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy with the laying on of hands by the council of elders. Put these things into practice, devote yourself to them, so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching, so that all may see your progress. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Amen.
Good morning. My name is Aiden King, and I'm a youth group president along with Kieran. I was introduced to Southport Congregational Church at the age of 6. Life was confusing for me then. Before this moment, I would attend a Catholic church about a minute down the road with my sister and my hardworking single mother. Honestly, I would dread it. Despite being so young, I knew it just didn't feel right there. Now here I was with my mother's weird new boyfriend, Paul DePrado, who was introducing us to his church community, Southport Congregational Church. I thought this would be a one-time experience. The concept of concrete things was not yet fully constructed in my mind. But as the weeks went on, I kept returning. Those weeks turned into months and then some years. As time went on, I started to become more comfortable with being here. And although I didn't attend the same schools as everyone else, I began to create bonds. My first big memory at this church was the day my mother and Paul married each other. Although I knew it was coming, this moment is what truly signified to me that I was going to be here for a while. And although I was still incredibly reluctant to show up to the church, as most 10-year-olds are, I noticed that once I was here, I felt at peace. I loved singing all the songs, going to church school, and getting to know new people. Still though, the church did not mean all that much to me yet. For some reason, the idea of religion had intimidated me from a very young age. I'd always been the type of person to rely on absolutes, and to me, worship was filled with what I saw as commitments and unknowns. I had subconsciously pressured myself into believing that religion had only one strict dimension, the one that I had previously known. I would come to find that this couldn't be more incorrect, and at a very dire time in my life. At around 7th or 8th grade, I began to struggle with my mental health. Most of the days would be spent in my room with the lights turned off, alone with just my thoughts. I constructed these ideas that I must fight my issues built up inside me by myself. It would be burdensome to weigh others down with my imperfections. As you could probably infer, this ideology only made the way I felt worse. And over time, I made it clear to myself that something needed to be changed. This marked the beginning of me going to confirmation class. According to my friends in Milford, confirmation was a long, boring process that they were glad to be done with. So you can only imagine my initial reluctance to begin these classes. Once again, my narrow-mindedness had led me to be incorrect. What I found in confirmation class was an honest conversation between all the kids in my grade, something that is very rare at that age. I saw kids with very different backgrounds and interests all getting along under the concept of trust, even though we knew each other for so little. This commonality continued as time went on. From all the mission trips to every youth group meeting, I have never felt that connection fade. This was the most perfect form of therapy I could ask for. I began to become eager to attend church events, which now makes me laugh because I can remember a few years ago on Youth Sunday when Sam Palmer spoke in this exact spot. He talked about his commitment to being here and how his teammates would call him Church Boy since he would never miss service no matter the occasion. I thought that was crazy at the time. But nowadays, I couldn't be more proud to say that I understand and relate to why he made that commitment. I believe that every person on this earth deserves a place where they can feel happy and at peace. A place where they can vent about their issues and at the same time celebrate their feats. But in reality, I understand that so many people don't find this place until deep into their lifetime and sometimes never at all. That is why I am so eternally grateful to have found that place at the age of 6 years old. When I was given my children's Bible after third grade, I read it at least 10 times. Actually, I still have it to this day. One of my favorite stories that I always come back to was titled Jesus and the Child, and I'd actually like to read it out to you. Sometimes the disciples had arguments. Jesus likes me better than you. He does not. Does so. When Jesus gets to be king, I'll be his favorite. You will not. I will so. Jesus felt very sad when he heard his friends arguing. Come here, Jesus said to the disciples. I want to show you something. Jesus went to where some children were playing. One child was sitting alone. Why aren't you playing with the other children? Jesus asked. They won't let me, said the child. Why? Jesus asked. Because my legs hurt. I can't run. I get sick if I run hard. Jesus picked up the child up in his arms. Then he said to the disciples, do you see this child? Of course. I want you to become like this child. Unless you can be like a little child, you will not be a part of God's shalom. I don't get it, said Peter. Someday you will, Peter, said Jesus. But for now, just remember, when you are being kind to a child, you are being kind to me. Peter blinked. He could see how Jesus loved the child. Here's something else to think about, Peter, said Jesus. In God's shalom, the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Then Jesus looked at the child. I'd like it if you could play with me. What do you like to play best of all? I always love finding stories that portray such powerful messages in simple terms. In this case, authentic love. The exact type of love I feel every time I step into this church. From a nice talk with Julie, to partaking in events with my friends in youth group, to embracing an amazing hug from Laura, I can feel the authentic love of a child playing his favorite game. And now I ask for you all to embrace that love for one another, because I know that some people may very well be needing it. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Kieran Heskey, and as Aiden mentioned, I'm the other youth group president. I've grown up in this church for most of my life, and so many memories have come from the mission trip to the lands of the Redshirt Table in South Dakota in summer of 2019. As many of you know, we were on a mission trip to support the education of the indigenous tribes and help them find a way to survive and strive to go to school. Crime and drugs filled the culture, the schools, and it was a popular and easy route for most families that needed help. We taught all academic subjects to any children who were willing to learn. But don't get me wrong, this trip wasn't all about teaching and a mission to get these kids to go to school. We had wiffle ball games, dinners at chuck wagons, and even group bondings. Yes, this trip was hard work and giving back, but it was also a really special time to build deep and long-lasting friendships. The annual ice cream was a 14-year tradition at the end of the trip, where everyone asked the date to go get ice cream. And it was truly one of the highlights of the trip. There was this one girl in the group, Hannah, I was always impressed by. She was so kind to everyone, and even the group tribal children. And her positive energy was motivating to everyone. She had been named president of the youth group because of her amazing dedication to the group, her leadership skills, and her love for helping others. She was super popular and really cool, and I cherished her having her as a friend. I don't think I would have been up close to her if it wasn't for this mission trip. The other person on this trip that means the world to me was my friend Jake Panis. I had met him on a random Sunday morning at church when we were both about 10, and we really hit it off. We both shared the same loves for lacrosse, fo- football, and we had a lot of classes together in high school. And Jake was really special to me. You know, he was always someone who was honest, lived life to the fullest, and his smile really lit up the room. He was great and always had practical jokes and loved to laugh. And like Hannah, he was really popular with the group of kids. One of my favorite memories I would like to share with you about Jake is that he really likes to show his fun side. This is about a special event that occurs on the last night of the mission trip, the Ice Cream Social. When this event began, it was a simple, would you like to go to Ice Cream Social with me, kind of question. But over the years, it became equally elaborate as promposals. People brainstorm cool and exciting ways to impress their potential date, writing poems, creating new words, old songs, dressing up, asking over the loudspeakers in stores, you get the idea. Jake, being only a freshman, had the guts to ask Hannah to the Ice Cream Social. He asked a group of boys, including me, if his plan to ask Hannah to the Ice Cream Social was a good idea. Our first thoughts were, wow, I mean, that's crazy, but go for it. So Jake created a plan. Later that day, we were all outside playing in the backyard games, playing wiffle ball. The next thing we know, Jake had climbed onto the top of the roof of the cabin. He called out for everyone's attention, and he started singing The Best of Both Worlds by Hannah Montana. And then spread his arms wide open and shouted, Hannah, will you go to the Ice Cream Social with me? Everyone was in awe, including her, and she smiled and said yes. I looked at Jake standing above us with his signature smile and thought to myself, how does one do it? How does one have the guts to be so confident? Jake was warm, confident, and always found a creative way to make his friends feel special. The next summer, Jake was on vacation with his friends on a Sunday, August 9th. He was in a car when the driver had a drunk driving accident. This was devastating to everyone. I found out about this about an hour later, and it honestly left me in shock for months and pretty much up until this day. Jake was a friend to everyone, and this loss of an angel of a kid destroyed everyone. Jake's magnificent, free spirit, the joy he brought to people around him, the awe I had for him was the same thing that added this to the terrible accident. Jake was a leader both in church and school, which left a hole in most things. I felt that this was something that the whole community felt and needed time to heal. Jake was honestly such an inspiration to me, and after he died, I came to the realization that I wanted to be more like him. I wanted to embrace some of those qualities that made Jake who he was, so that he could live in me. Jake was a leader and a role model in most things. I was a bit more on the sideline. He loved this church. I came to youth group, but not much more. I wanted to see what my life was like if I incorporated a bit more of Jake's spirit in my life. So I started to attend church every Sunday morning and his youth group at night. And this got me on the track where I felt that church was another home for me and the people were like family to me and good friends. This past summer, our mission trip to the reservation in South Dakota was canceled due to COVID. But instead, we stayed local and learned about three local indigenous tribes, the Eastern Pequot tribe, the Mashantucket Pequot, and the Sagatukuk. On this mission trip, besides learning about the history and the present situations of these tribes, we did a huge giveaway. We learned a lot about them and had a great time. I felt a real call to show my leadership and skills and help Laura and Julie and Allie whenever I could. I was rewarded with being named the new president of the youth group along with Aiden, and it really made me think of how none of this would have been possible if I didn't have Jake's life to motivate me. It's interesting to me that I have become the student and the person who is a leader and a self-advocate of his life because of the tragic loss of one of my best friends. And now I realize that I've been able to have self-confidence now. I'm able to help people in need and be more like the person Jake was. We all understand that accidents happen, but that doesn't make this death any easier. We miss Jake today, and honestly, we miss him a lot when we are here at church because he is loved here. I will be forever thankful to him for giving me the gift of love at this church in behalf of all the youth group of this church. I want to thank all of you for doing that for us. Amen.
Thank you. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for your leadership, for being here, your presence, not just physically present, but you are very, very present here, emotionally, spiritually, in this church. I've been able to see your faces as kids, growing up, and just developing. And just, you know, you started out as beautiful human beings, and you were just gorgeous, gorgeous human beings through and through. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, for sharing your hearts this morning. There are a lot of tears out there. There's some tears in here. Because I think what you are talking about is the essence of what we're about as a church, ideally, for people of all ages. And I'm incredibly grateful for your sakes. And at the same time, honestly, my heart breaks for those who don't get to experience what you have experienced. And so, for those of you who are watching, one of the things that, you know, Laura mentioned is, please bring your kids. Please encourage people. There's something that is so rich here for people of all ages that sometimes you don't know what you're missing if you've never experienced it. This is a gift. This is God's gift that is just spread and given again and again and again, as you know, because you're here. We experience this in wonderful times. We experience this in tough times. So let's be great sharers of God's wonderful light and love and community and strength and courage and care and justice. As we go out into this world now, may we go out so filled with God's love and light that we can't help but to just have it spill out and shine through us now and always. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, with you now and forever. Amen.